Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. 1-2-3. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. I hope everybody had a fabulous Thanksgiving. Hope you didn't eat too much. And today we got an important show. We're going to be talking about some brain boosting foods and minerals and herbs, of course. And also we're going to talk about some other things about your immune system and other types of natural forms of therapies. And we do have a quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer because we need the Lord. And you know what? Today I'm going to read you a hymn by John Newton. It's called My Soul, the Mercy Seat. And it goes like this. Approach my soul, the mercy seat, where Jesus answers prayer. There humbly fall before his feet, for none can perish there. Thy promise is my only plea. With this I venture nigh. Thou callest burdened soul to thee, and such, O Lord, am I. Thou down beneath a load of sin, by Satan sorely pressed, by war without and fears within, I come to thee for rest. Be thou my shield and hiding place, that sheltered by thy side, I may my fierce accuser face, and tell them thou hast died. O wondrous love, to bleed and die, to bear the cross and shame, that guilty sinners such as I might plead thy gracious name. Amen to that. I hope you're hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, reminding the time it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All righty. Thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker, hey, here's a report that says if you eat lentils twice a week, it may reduce your risk of breast cancer by about 24%. This was a study that got published in the International Journal of Cancer, where researchers looked at premenopausal women in their test group, and they were looking at the relationship between breast cancer and flavanol for about 8 years. This is an eight-year-long study involving about 90,000 females, and they found that women who were eating two servings of lentils per week had lower risk of developing breast cancer than those who did not. All right, moving along to the quacker. Another superbug outbreak in the UK, but hey, it's contained. It's only in hospitals. Oh, my goodness. Hospital environments, they're saying, according to this study, can produce some deadly superbug. This one is known as Calicilla pneumonia carbapenemase, or KPC. Total of 62 patients developed it. It's a type of infection that can give you sepsis or blood poisoning. Government hospitals in Manchester, UK, 14 people have already died within 30 days of getting this infection. They typically develop first a urinary tract infection or a UTI, maybe pneumonia or another serious condition, and then it kind of morphs into the blood poisoning. So big investigation in UK hospitals. And here's a report. They said that these deadly pandemic superbugs that are contained in hospitals are produced only in the government-produced poor sanitation hospitals. So the poor sanitation is to blame, they said, for this high-risk environment where patients are contracting this infection and dying. Well, these are government-run facilities because they have that free health care. So there you go. When government runs something, that's what you get. All right. And last but not least, hey, I want to share with you an email that I got from a listener and customer of Apothecary Herbs. They said that here's what they said. Hey, Wendy, a few years ago, you told of a lab test on animals combining one dose of chemo, one dose of an antibiotic. And the animals that got just the chemo lived, but those who got the combo antibiotic and chemo treatment, they die. And he says, I remember this report because he says, my boss's father was diagnosed with cancer and was scheduled for many, many, many chemotherapy treatments. And apparently the father survived the chemo very well. But then within a few weeks, he got a cough and the attending physicians were worried he'd get pneumonia and wanted to put him on an antibiotic. So he says, I told my boss about your report, and then the son of the father told the attending physicians about it. Apparently they went and checked it out, and they told the family that on that particular research, it involved 30 types of antibiotics, but we're not going to use any of those. We're going to use a different antibiotic. So they gave him the antibiotic. He gets more chemo, 37 chemo treatments, by the way, and he died in 5 days. If I got that story correctly, anyway, I hope I got all those details right. But anyway, it wasn't a good outcome. Antibiotics got a crossover reaction with chemo drugs. So be aware, do your homework before you do anything. Please do that for yourself, for me, for the Lord, because the Lord says he wants you to be well. And that's why he gives you herbs here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. Why are you looking at chemo chemicals? Why are you looking at antibiotics that apparently don't kill infections anymore? And that wraps the quack report.
That's all. helpful.
Thanks, Frank. Of course, our friend here who sent in that report said, thank you for your valuable information, pretty much telling me keep up the good work. And I shall. I am here until Lord says I'm not. And so today we're going to be talking about brain boosting. If you're worried about, you know, memory issues, Alzheimer's, we're going to talk about some things today because, you know, over the last several years, I've kind of reported on foods and herbs that are healthy for your brain function. And as we get older, we tend to get more concerned about our cognitive function. We're told, you know, by modern medicine that, hey, part of aging is having memory problems. Well, it may be common, but it's really not supposed to be normal. We're not supposed to have all these cognitive issues that we face today. So a lot of scientists are discovering that there is significant medicinal value in the folk medicine of long ago. So herb studies by scientists are increasing, and they're discovering, hey, the nutritional compounds in herbs and foods offer potent action for the body. So we're going to take a look at these foods and these herbs that are readily available and affordable and can help protect your brain and live with more vitality. All right. Now, for several years, we've talked about some brain herbs, and science lately has been looking at rosemary for improving memory. Now, according to some studies, just smelling rosemary improves your memory. That's right. Research on rosemary has reported that it can offer a 75% improvement in memory. Well, in 1987, according to some scientific research, they reported that rosemary affected the memory of mice, elevated the chemicals in their blood, which also affected their muscle coordination and their ability to ambulate. So it helps with coordination and moving around. So the study was published in the Journal of Planta Medica, but then another study in 1998, research at the University of Miami School of Medicine, they found that their control group that received rosemary aromatherapy, and this is humans, by the way, they performed better on math tests, and they were more alert and less anxious. They also completed the test faster than those who didn't have the rosemary. So the research was published in the Journal of International Neuroscience. And then the research was retested in 2003 with a larger control group, and the results confirmed the first study results. Now, the National Center for Biotechnology also conducted a study in 2012, and they discovered that rosemary contains a compound called eucalyptol, and they said that it increases your cognitive abilities. In February 2012, there was a report also published in the Therapeutic Advances in Psychopharmacology, and they stated rosemary does indeed improve cognitive skills and your speed. So recently, the British Psychological Society tested some rosemary similar to these previous studies, and they found the same thing in their research, and they published their findings in the May 2017 Science Daily. So these researchers used aromatherapy. They actually didn't use any ingestible form of rosemary. So imagine what a potent rosemary tincture can do for you. Well, let's look at some brain facts here. How the brain reacts to certain foods, always important to know, because our brain is kind of this hungry organ. And the brain cells need twice the amount of energy other cells of your body require. Neuroendocrinologist Richard Wortman at MIT said that in his research, it showed that foods that we eat actually manipulate brain activity. So foods will influence neurotransmitters, he says, which chemically pass information from cell to cell. So your neurotransmitters are manufactured by nerve cells using some nutrition from the foods that you're eating. For example, if you drink coffee, the body will use the triosine amino acid to make a dopamine and a norepinephrine and to make the brain more alert and energetic. All right, let's look at this food study because Science Daily reported on some new research at the University of Georgia, which they were doing this in the Bioimaging Research Center, and they demonstrated how the human brain reacts to compounds in food. So the research team that was led by Stephen Miller, director of psychology, he found that when older adults eat certain foods, the brain reacts differently. So their tests showed that when we eat fruit and vegetables that have that deep, vibrant color in them, it's going to boost brain function, he said. They reported that it is the carotenoid compounds in these foods that affect the brain activity, and it's clearly visible, he says, in MRI studies. So the control group that didn't eat these foods, it revealed that the brain's energy and memory were completely different. So the two carotenoid compounds that affect the brain the most are lutein and zeathionine. And previous research reported that these compounds also support eye health and, you know, function of your eyes. And but they really don't know all the aspects of the cognition support nutrients that these foods offer. They're still learning about them. So what they did determine, though, is if you are low in a lot of these nutrients these foods offer, you can still do your cognitive tasks. You can still get it done, but they say it requires more brain power to maintain your function, your thought processes. Now, according to the study results, the brain would go into overdrive to get your tasks completed if your brain was low on these nutrients. It would still do it, but it was a struggle. So scientists are now looking at nutrients a different way. They're looking at nutrients that can help buffer cognitive decline and also prolong the functional independence, especially for the elderly. And their study was published in the Journal of International Neuropsychological Society, if you want to check that out. All right, let's look at some high-energy foods for the brain. You know, if you want the brain to really be sharp and on its toes, if you will, there are some foods that can help boost brain function. And the foods that do that will contain triosine. It makes the brain more alert. So foods like fish, chicken or pork, whole grains and oats, avocados, bananas, legumes and beans, nuts like almonds, and seeds like sesame seeds and pumpkin seeds. So those tend to be some healthy snacks if you want to do the seeds and nuts. Now, these foods, unlike coffee, they don't offer stimulant to your adrenal gland. So your brain is going to require a lot of energy throughout your day. And if we don't maintain the required energy, this causes a little bit of mental stress, maybe even mental exhaustion. And many look at the task of maybe getting a quick fix, you know, get some caffeine and sugar, you know, to combat that mental sluggishness. And that may assist them temporarily, but it does have a dramatic drop off in energy and is short lived. Okay. And never neglect your minerals either, because your minerals help the body metabolize other nutrients, for good health. So if you're getting whole foods and if you're using herbs that contain these rich minerals, these are going to be brain food too. So there is a list of foods that supply the brain with enough energy to run all day. And on the list are really your fruits and your nuts. According to Dr. James Penland, the Department of Agriculture and Human Nutrition Research Center, he says fruits and nuts contain boron. It's a mineral which stimulates the electrical activity in your brain. So if you're low in this trace mineral, your brain will operate, but at a lower capacity, and it really won't produce, he says, enough alpha waves. And you won't be able to be as alert, and you'll feel a bit on the drowsy side. He says, apparently our brains are super sensitive to even the slightest change in the depletion of just 3 milligrams of trace minerals. So you're going to find boron in your nuts and seeds, legumes, peaches, apples, pears, and grapes, leafy green vegetables, broccoli, and some selected herbs like horsetail, oat straw, and things like that. Now, if you eat your 4 ounces of, let's say, peanuts, according to Dr. Penland, he says that's going to give you almost 3 milligrams of boron. So your brain waves need organic and natural iron as well, he says, from food to also function. So we're not talking about ferrous sulfate, a synthetic iron tablet. We're talking about real iron in food. So research points to a lack of zinc also that can contribute to memory problems and feeling sleepy. Dr. Harold Stanstead at the University of Texas Medical Branch, he says that when the brain doesn't get enough zinc, we sacrifice a lot of sensory motor skills and our memory also and being able to concentrate well. So experts are warning us that zinc supplements are really not necessary and that you can get the required amount of natural zinc in foods like seafood, like perch, anchovies, herring, and there is shellfish if you do eat shellfish. So your whole grains, turkey dark meat, legumes also do have zinc, as well as your immune support herbs are super, super high in zinc. So you get a lot of concentrated zinc in things like echinacea root, for instance. Well, let's touch on the dementia herbs. Now, additional research was done in 2013 at St. Louis University, and they found that herbs can reverse cognitive impairment. So the researchers discovered that herbs have antioxidants that also benefit cognitive function. They said the herbs such as rosemary and spearmint, for instance, he says, can help us overcome cognitive impairment and even help avoid dementia. So according to Dr. Susan Farr, she was head of the research, she says rosemary was by far the most powerful for improving memory and learning capability. So their research was published in the November 2013 Journal of Neuroscience. Here is a quote from Dr. Farr, who says, "We found that compounds in herbs can reduce deficits caused by mild cognitive impairment, which can be a precursor to Alzheimer's disease. Our research suggests that herbal extracts may have benefit on altering the course of age-related cognitive decline." Well, and you know, if you want to avoid a lot of stress as well, and you want to eat some organic foods, because, you know, stress and bad diets really can mess up your cognitive function to the point that, you know, you may think you're having dementia. Here's a quote from Dr. Roberta Lee, integrative medicine at Beth Israel Medical Center, who says, "Patients come in complaining of faulty memory. They wonder if they're developing dementia. We do a workup on them. We run an MRI scan. And if it looks all normal, I ask them about their lifestyle. And often I find that they have bad diets and compounded stress." So it's not dementia. It's, you know, not eating healthy and being stressed out. Also, James Joseph, who is a PhD, Department of Agriculture, Human Nutrition Research Center, University of Boston, says it appears that compounds found in your fruits and your vegetables, including things like walnuts, provide the necessary protection to prevent the demise of cognitive and motor function in the aged. So if you don't want to lose your memory, your ability to learn things, and being able to ambulate and be steady on your feet, it's all about diet and what you're putting in the system. So being, you know, nutritional deficit is often the cause. Now, Frank's chiming in here. He says, "People have told me I'm demented since high school." No, you're not. Frank, stop being funny. Or attempting to be funny. Well, because, you know, nutrition's important. And if you're deficient in some nutritional elements, it does affect health. It causes problems. You know, you can get an accumulative effect of toxins in the body that can cause problems. And if you have a deficit of nutrients, that's the other side of the coin. So if we cleanse out the toxins and put the organic nutrients in, we can often help our body heal itself. Okay. So if you're going to find the organic whole food herb cleanses and immune support herbs, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. That's what they specialize in. And you're also going to find lots of boron in their calcium formula. And they'll have also the carotenoid compounds and the natural vitamin C in their body foundation food mix, along with other nutrients like amino acids and other vitamins and minerals. Rosemary is going to be in their brain concentrate formula. And don't forget, you'll get natural zinc in your immune support herbs. They got plenty of formulas there for that. So you can power up your brain with some whole food organic herb formulas and strengthen your cognitive function and transition to a healthier lifestyle. And you can just forget about Alzheimer's and everything else that's going to make brain wipe a problem. So thepowerherbs.com if you want to check them out. And, of course, give a call if you want a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the United States and Canada. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's you taking the power back. And that's what's so valuable and so liberating, you know? Where the Lord is, there is liberty. And if the Lord's telling you from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So we actually honor him when we take care of the body, the temple of the Holy for the Holy Spirit, and we're trusting. It's a step forward in faith. So I got a question. I was on a show last night, Frank, on WHKW out of Cleveland. And Pastor Ernie's show, and he had someone hosting for him, and one of the callers called in and said, you know, what do we tell people, you know, that may not know this stuff, that, you know, are going to the doctor all the time for stuff? And I said, you know, over my last 25 years of doing what I've been doing, I find that it's kind of what people believe in. You know, some people have their faith stored up in modern medicine, and some people, you know, are gravitating toward the natural alternative approach to health and well-being. So it's kind of like a horse to water. You can't make a horse drink, you know, so you can't force people to believe in what you have maybe discovered or experienced as being a health benefit. You can share it with them if they're receiving it, but you just can't make them do it. So definitely you have to just put it in the Lord's hands. You can ask them if they want the information, but other than that, it's up to them. They have to take that step. They do. They have to take that step. So, I mean, a lot of times what I find is something close to home changes their mind. Something happens either with them or a family member, and yeah, so it's important. It's real important to be patient with folks as they learn. It's a learning curve. It's new information. And we've been so conditioned, haven't we, Frank? We have been so conditioned to just, you know, go to the doctor for every little sniffle. And I was talking to someone the other day that had repeated bouts of strep throat and was going to the general practitioner. And, you know, of course, things weren't working out as far as prescriptions, and one prescription had orange mucus coming out of orifices. I won't gross you out if you're eating dinner, but and I said, well, don't you know strep is from consuming cow's milk? That's where you get strep from. Obviously, you're super sensitive to cow's milk, so just don't have cheese, don't have milk, do something else, and you can say bye-bye to strep. And their mouth hung open, like, seriously? Gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
retro, Frank. Awesome stuff. All right. Awesome sauce. Look out. Frank's got awesome sauce. All right. We're going to be talking, you know, the holidays right around the corner, right around, you know, we're in the middle, actually. We just got past Thanksgiving, but, you know, we're into the feasting and the drinking and the candy canes and all the desserts, you know, that you normally don't eat all year long. So, you know, this takes a hit. Your immune system takes a hit with a lot of these foods. So, you know, we got some immune system foes that we want to avoid. I mean, everything in moderation, but seriously, we got some things that we can share with you that will help keep your immune system top notch, humming along, and protect you from a lot of the little bugs out there. So usually in the winter months, we tend to focus more on immune system health than any other time of the year. Because we don't want to get sick. We don't want to miss the holiday festivities. Nobody wants to be sick at any time of the year, really. But, you know, to be out of work or the kids home from school. In addition, you know, you feel terrible. So having to spend money, also going to the doctor, not a good thing. So we can minimize our risk of seasonal sickness. Of course, you know, frequently wash your hands. That's a good thing. And I don't like these. Frank, do you use those sanitizer gels? I don't think they do. I think I read a study that they don't really kill the bacteria and viruses on your surfaces anyway, on your hands. So always use warm water and real soap to get rid of those little bacterial and viral things that are on your hands. And also, we're going to give some tips on the right types of supplements that you can use that the immune system will just love you for. There are several indicators that you should be on alert for. When your immune system's not working efficiently, you know, it's just, or isn't working at all, okay? How can you tell? Miss Wendy, how can I tell if my immune system's not working very well? Well, here are some indicators. This will give you a clue. If you get frequent illnesses, little sniffles here and there, colds here and there, one after the other, it seems like you just can't seem to get rid of it. You can't shake it. That's an indicator. Also, if your energy level is low, and it stays low, okay? We've had instances where, you know, you get tired, you get exhausted, but then you rest and it perks you back up. But we're talking about where your energy level's just, you know, bottoming out and it's not coming back up. Also, your digestion. Do you have a lot of chronic constipation or bowel issues? The bowel is one of the body's most important organs, and it affects everything else. And respiratory. If you have a lot of dry nasal passages, because, you know, typically your nasal passages should produce this clear mucus. This is a healthy kind of mucus, and you should produce quite a bit of it, like a cup a day, according to medical science. So if you got dry nasal passages, that can be an indicator. And so a lot of people say, well, why am I sick a lot? Many people, you know, come down with frequent colds all year, and they go, why am I sick so much? Family doctors really can't answer that question. But, you know, you could, what could you expect, though, if you're going to be sick all the time and you're getting diagnosed with viruses after viruses, which medicine can't do anything about anyway. So a virus is really a label that medicine uses to describe an unknown pathogen. So if doctors don't know what you have, how are they going to prevent it or help you cure yourself? So if you have more, we have more than 1,500 known human viruses, not counting animal viruses that are becoming more prevalent to infect humans. So there's a lot of viruses out there. Doctors don't know what you have. So, you know, unless they test for it, a lot of times that throat swab may tell them a thing or two, or if they drain some fluid out of your ear, they may be able to tell something there, but so if doctors don't know, it's going to be tough for them to help you. So you might want to tell your physician that, you know, if you can't culture it and tell me what it is, then just forget it. Virologists are estimated there's about 20 different viruses for each of the 50,000 vertebrates on the planet. And they're having a field day, you know, studying like 320 different viruses. The virologists love viruses. That's their thing. And they're even looking at all these viruses that infect animals. They've gone into bat caves, and they've collected viruses off of bats. I mean, they're just virus junkies, okay? That's what virologists are. And there's this huge pathogen potential out there for them to make new vaccines with. That's what they do. So the cost of studying just one virus is about $1.2 billion, and the scientific community spends a ton of money, thinks this is all being well spent. So if you are an adult and you're getting maybe 2 to 4 colds per year, or your child gets 6 or more colds a year, it's really an indicator that you are sick way too often. Your immune system is underperforming. Okay. So it's time to really look at what could be the cause of your immune system being suppressed. Okay. Well, let's look at immune system suppressants for a second. We got to pay attention to these things. If we can narrow down what's suppressing your immune system, you can get rid of that threat. So here's a list of things that may interfere with the immune system and cause it not to work properly. If you're dehydrated, if you're not consuming enough water, okay, I've run into people that say, I just can't drink water. It doesn't taste like anything. So they got to get a Snapple or a soda. They just don't drink water. And I'm like, well, why don't you drink water and put a little lemon in it? You know, squeeze a little lemon in it. But the thing is if you're drinking sodas and tea, coffee, these are all dehydration types of beverages because they have caffeine in them. So if you're dehydrated, that's a real problem. The immune system doesn't like to be dehydrated. Also, stress, constant stress, holiday stress, this is a real problem for a lot of people. We're already an anxious America, based on what's going on out there in Washington, D.C. So stress is a real deal. And we got to learn to decompress and compartmentalize and know what hill we want to die on, okay? Sugar. This is the year for sugar. It started with Halloween. We get and Thanksgiving, now Christmas, then we'll have New Year's with lots of alcohol. And then you know, Valentine's Day. So we got sugar, 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 sugar. And sugar does suppress immune system function. And if one candy bar turns off the immune system for 8 hours, that's a whole lot of time for you to pick up a virus or a bacterial infection. So be aware of the sugar. You don't want to be a sugarholic. That's what a diabetic is, by the way. I've never known a diabetic, no offense, don't mean to offend, but I've never known a diabetic that didn't like to eat too many sweets or things that convert to sweets like carbs, like donuts and, you know, pastries and things. Let's talk about also the little spare tire, because a lot of fat located around the abdomen, scientific medicine calls this a visceral fat. A lot of times it gets the label of X syndrome. I think it's X syndrome is what they're calling it. So if you get a lot of visceral fat around the abdomen, we're not getting exercise. We're not getting what we need to keep the immune system well. Also, sleep, inadequate sleep, inconsistent sleep, also a problem for the immune system, as well as tobacco use, alcohol, frequent daily consumption of alcohol. If you got a real poor diet and you're malnourished, really, and a lot of minerals and nutrients, as well as if you're inactive, not getting that daily exercise, and also if you have a lot of food allergies. Food allergies really overwork an immune system and exhaust it. Well, so those are the things that we're really going to be something to watch out for. Those are typically within our control to do something about. So they're your immune system woes. Let's talk about the sugar coma, folks, right now. One of the worst saboteurs of immune system function is white sugar. If we consume too much, it's going to put the immune system into what we call a sugar coma. So one candy bar, like I said, or three cans of soda will suppress your immune system function for about 8 hours. And you're probably saying, well, how is it doing that? Well, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition ran a report and said sugar weakens our white blood cells. These are your immune system antibody cells. These are the ones that fight infections. So it weakens the white blood cells, and then you can't fight off bacterial or viral infections as well, and you're sicker longer. So the fall and winter months tend to be full of the holiday sugar-laden celebrations. October jumps us off, and then we move through all the holidays in the cold winter months, and this is why we have a lot of illness. So all of these holidays are also promoting a lot of alcohol consumption, which also converts to sugar, and also fat storage in your body. So our cold and flu season would be not as nearly as bad from October to February if we just cut out a lot of sugar or the things that convert to sugar, if we just limit. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that fat around the middle, that metabolic fat. There was a report in the National Institutes of Health that was a study, and it said if you carry too much fat around your abdomen, it creates obstacles for the immune system. They said chronic inflammation is usually part of that scenario. So visceral fat around your joints and your organs, your heart, your liver, your gallbladder, pancreas, creates, they said, a hormone imbalance, making us more vulnerable to the viruses and bacteria. So inflammation and low immune system function. And, of course, I don't probably need to tell you anything about the sleep, not getting adequate sleep or inconsistent sleep. You know, as the days get shorter in your winter months, people get the seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD. You have that reduced sunlight. It does make us a little bit more lethargic. It messes with our circadian rhythm, our sleep pattern. So if you get some full spectrum light bulbs, put them throughout your house in your office area where you work, it brightens the space with more natural light, and this will lift your mood. It does a lot for the brain neurotransmitters, and it's also going to promote, a better sleep cycle for you. So getting that regular exercise in with your better sleep and, you know, watching the sugar and watching the caffeine and the alcohol, is also going to promote, wellness, and your immune system is going to work a lot better. So you remember, during your sleep, mitochondria gets recharged, and you can't do that if you're not getting sleep. And part of that is your thyroid. So thyroid glands, oh, man, thyroid disease is on the rise like no other. It's a week doesn't go by, I get a call about thyroid and also sleep apnea, which are related. And so really sleep apnea is, because your thyroid's not getting natural iodine. And so basically you got to get that sleep. The thyroid is producing that solution that goes out while you sleep, bathes the mitochondria. That's the energy pack of your cell so that you wake up feeling refreshed. So if your thyroid's not working well, you're not sleeping well. And if you're not sleeping well, hey, immune system's not working well. See how this works? It's like a domino effect. And modern medicine, for all its, you know, I guess pluses, they, like trauma care, they isolate areas of the body. They don't treat the whole person. So when you isolate, you know, you're going to have problems. You're going to get that domino effect, and you're not going to get the results you're looking for. Well, let's talk about some medications and some other products you may be taking that can also mess up your immune system function. A lot of medications lower immune system. Knowing what they are is helpful. So you may already know that some drugs disrupt immune system function, like antibiotics and cancer treatments. You already know that, right? Most people do. And corticosteroids, also on the list, often used by 30 million people that have things like arthritis and inflammatory conditions, and also 25 million with asthma problems and allergic reactions. So they're on these medications with steroids or corticosteroids in them, and it does hinder immune system function. Other drugs that tend to suppress immune system function are going to be your heartburn stomach aid drugs. What it does is it blocks the stomach acid, but also the immune system's ability to fight pathogens. So your proton pump inhibitors, for instance, suppress immune system by about 30 to 70%, according to the Journal of American Medical Association. Your statin cholesterol meds, there was a Swedish study that said these drugs suppress immune system. Your antidepressants, your SSRI drugs, they promote an autoimmune system disease, and they can attack lung tissue, so be aware of that. Painkillers, ACE, acetaminophen, Tylenol. They damage a lot of organs, and they also prohibit the organs that filter out pathogens. They damage those as well, so that's part of your immune system function. That's a big deal. And here's something. How many homes do you suppose have air fresheners in them? I mean, I was looking at property over the summer. I was looking to, you know, move, and I was looking at every home I went in. I could smell the Glade air fresheners, you know, the plug-in things. I mean, they have a special aroma, Glade air freshener, very chemical in smell. It's an aromatherapy chemical moment, and you can tell what it is. But air fresheners, or even a lot of perfumes, they produce a lot of pulmonary irritants. And they can present a lot of toxins that on a constant basis promote things like pneumonia, and they overwork and exhaust your immune system. Okay. Especially if they got a lot of parabens in them and things like that. Also, people are spraying, if they're not spraying the Glade, they're spraying the Febreze to cover up odors. They're not covering up odors. They're not disinfecting, your sofa that, you know, Fido was just laying on. What they're doing is they're turning off your nasal sensory nerves, so you're not smelling it anymore. That's all it's doing. You know, either it's, you know, perfuming the odor, or it's turning off your sensory glands in your nose, and so it's not helpful for the immune system. Also, another thing that's very bad that people forget about is mold that they may have in their office workspace or their home that really is a big depressant for the immune system. Air conditioners run, air handling units run, crawl spaces. These are all places in the home that can harbor mold and mildew, and you can get a buildup. Now, if you've got also windows with broken seals in them, you know, where the glass is fogged up, perfect environment for mold. Okay, so you want to be aware of these things, because mold pathogens are really called biotoxins, and they get distributed through the air, and you breathe them in. And if you walk into a home that has that musty smell in it, most people are, you know, trying to Febreze it away, but it's mold, it's mildew. And just plugging in air fresheners is not going to help. So symptoms of mold or mildew problems in where you're living or working could be frequent colds, a drippy nose that never goes away, throat infections, low energy, creating what medicine is calling chronic inflammatory response syndrome. So if you've been diagnosed with that, please look, have someone come into your home and inspect for mildew and mold. Okay, here's a tip too. If they're having trouble finding mildew and mold, and let's say you have your air conditioner air handling unit in the crawl space under your house, they need to go investigate this, because there's a drip pan in these units. And what happens is, if the drip pan is, if the thing's not installed properly and the drip pan is tilted in such a way, it can put mold pathogens on the fan blade. And then when the unit kicks on, your air handling unit, whether it's summer or winter, all this mold and mildew that's on the fan blade, guess what? It gets blown throughout your house, right? So you need to check all these things out, or you're going to be sick forever and ever. So overall sick feeling, if you have a mold issue in your home, that's the problem. You have this overall sick feeling and you feel weaker, cognitive problems, memory, concentration, headaches, maybe vertigo, muscle aches or cramps or joint pain. You may be sensitive to light, have blurred vision, or have burning, tearing eyes. Have a cough, asthma, sinusitis, abdominal pain, nausea, and diarrhea even. I was once living for a little bit in a house that had that mold on the air handler unit, and I always had a tissue in my hand, okay? And that isn't good for you. And I would frequently get things like a sore throat or bronchitis. And I didn't know that I was living in a pretty much a sick house. So you got to check these things out. Here is a report from the Federal Facility Council report on building practices, inspection practices. They say our report shows that 43% of buildings, either commercial or residential, have some form of water damage that causes mold or fungi to grow within 24 to 48 hours. Okay, so almost 50% chance, almost 50% chance of being exposed to mold and spores of that kind. The World Health Organization says this, mold sickness is a vicious cycle. Foreign antigens stay in the body, cause this immune system to constantly fight back, causes inflammation, chronic illness, and many symptoms. So it's an immune system foe to have mold and mildew around you all the time. So you're going to have to move, clean out the house or move, or you just get yourself away from that. Food allergies is another thing, but we don't have time to go into that. We're running out of time. But I did want to touch on some of the immune-boosting herbs that you can touch on to help you fight and promote wellness all summer or all winter long. So immune-boosting herbs, you could use some that really stimulate hard the immune system. You want to use them in a short burst, not more than a couple of weeks. And then there's some herbs that you can use that aren't overstimulating. You can use more as a prevention method. So I like to use echinacea. I reserve the echinaceas, the echinacea root for when you're really sick and you want to get over something quick. But I like to use astragalus root more as a maintenance thing. I like to use also garlic and onion and ginger and horseradish and cayenne pepper. It's a blend that we put in the all-in-one tonic, and you could just take a dose of that once a week. So those are things that you could do to, you know, kind of, you know, tune the immune system a bit, make it a little stronger, more resistant. So a lot of your immune system herbs are also going to have lots of nutrients in them, like vitamin C and zinc that the immune system needs. So that's already done for you. That's the chemistry God built into the plant. So you got that covered. You don't have to go and buy ascorbic acid or vitamin C from China. You have that built into your echinacea. Echinacea does an excellent job of supporting and boosting the immune system function to help fight off infections. It's designed to help shorten your duration of illness. So if you're needing help fighting, whether it's bacteria, virus, fungus, yeast, I love echinacea. It's one of my favorite herbs to use. Now, if you're getting an echinacea in a liquid form, it's going to be the most potent if it's made properly. And you know it's made properly, an echinacea tincture that numbs your tongue for just a few moments is really a good product. Children, they mistake it for a hot or spicy taste, but it's just a little numbing. It goes away. It doesn't stay there. But that's how you know you got a really good potent echinacea product, is if it does that. Now, if you're taking echinacea now and it's not doing it, it's very weak, very watered down. So, like I said, if you're going to use echinacea, just use it for 1 or 2 weeks and then stop using it. If you use it too frequently, it won't stimulate the immune system as well. So kind of leave your echinaceas as, you know, your ace in the hole, special weapon against getting over illnesses quick, like the flu. And I can get over the flu in 2 days. You just don't want to turn off the immune system with aspirin. Fever is part of the immune system response, and you want to work with it. Keep it wet. Drink fluids. And what that immune system is doing is burning off the infection. So shutting off the fever really makes you sicker longer. Okay. So I've got it on authority from doctors, a couple of them, that said febrile seizures happen from head trauma and vaccine assault. They don't happen from high fevers. Hello? So don't have to worry about that. I'm out of time. I know, Frank. I know. Well, I'll see you guys next week. And in the meantime, you know, watch that diet, not too much sugar, and you'll stay healthier through the holidays. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical doctor if you dare before using any product or therapy. And don't forget, Apothecary Herbs has your immune boosters, full line of them at thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call, get a catalog, 866-229-3663. And until next time, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, wishing you all to be well.